Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling, man? Friday, flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We done made it through a week. I don't know about y'all, but this week has been kind of crazy. It went kind of fast, but it went real slow while I was going kind of fast. It sped up in the middle of the week. I don't know, but I know that we here, and I know that we got something to talk about tonight. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we are talking about I Didn't Mean No Charm. I didn't mean no charm to nobody. I didn't mean no charm to nobody. I didn't mean to turn you on. Didn't mean to be too nice. Yo, I should have put it in right. Yo, everybody was treating my man like dirt, so I came through. One day he had... I'm trying to say it like this. You can't be nice to everybody. And we hear that on the internet all the time. You can't be nice to everybody. Everybody, people be taking your kindness for weakness. You can't just treat some people like human beings because they'll take advantage of you. Well, we're not talking about being taken advantage of tonight. Tonight we're talking about you can't be nice to some people because they take your being nice to them as wanting to get with them. Like you trying to be their girlfriend or their boyfriend or their wife or their spouse. Or what is it you talking about, please, with all bullshit? Get out. I ain't trying to see you, baby. I was being real nice like I am to everybody, giving out some advice. You should try it too. If everybody do the same thing that I do, then we would all be true and we would probably all be crew at the same time and we wouldn't be mad at each other and say this rhyme. But you can't be nice to some people. Listen, y'all females, so you ain't going to tell me that y'all haven't just been nice to somebody. You know, you might have just been walking down the street. Dudes, you know, was whistling at you, whatever. He's shooting his shot. And he said hi, and you said hi. Next thing you know, he's trying to walk with you. Next thing you know, he's trying to stop you. He might even get real bold and try to stop you physically, like, you know, grab you by the arm like, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why? Because he thinks that any woman that would slow down to respond or that would smile and flash her pretty pearly whites at him must be trying to do something. So you mean to tell me that you can't be nice to a man without him thinking that you're trying to take him to bed? Without him thinking that you trying to give him some head, without him thinking with the wrong head. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. And it goes for men and women. It goes for women and men. Yeah, there have been plenty of times men have been nice to a woman or whatever, and she running around here telling everybody that that's her man, that they into something. You know, she messing up things at home between him and his girl. You know how it is. Sometimes when wifey or the woman at home comes up to the job to regulate and find out what's going on, it ain't always over something that ain't got no business happening. It ain't always because y'all go to lunch together. It ain't always because, you know, y'all been having some kind of secret rendezvous. Y'all ain't been having no secret rendezvous. That's rendezvous. Y'all ain't always been having no secret rendezvous, but it may have just been the case where, yeah, you were just being nice to somebody, give them a kind word, pay them a compliment every now and then, or just are the only one that returns the greeting gestures that they give you. Everybody else be fleeing them off, like, go ahead, yeah, whatever. Hi, high and by, high and by. But you gave him some time. You gave him some conversation. You know how it is when you give some people conversation that ain't used to people giving them no time of day. Everybody else in the office, everybody else around the way, everybody else in the club, everybody else be fleeing them. And you the one person that's like, I don't see no reason to, you know, just mistreat somebody for no reason or blow somebody off or whatever. I can say hi. We can hold a conversation. They don't seem like they all that bad to me. And they didn't seem like they was all that bad. But you know what they did? You know what they did? They ran back and told people a bunch of lies about the nature of y'all relationship. You ain't mean no charm. You ain't mean no charm. You wasn't trying to get no females' juices flowing. You wasn't trying to get his Johnson going. You wasn't trying to get him Johnson going. You wasn't trying to get his Johnson going. You wasn't trying to get his Johnson going. It got quite hard. And now it's a problem between y'all. And you got to fix it. You got to remix it. Rewind it. Do it again and let it spin. But now and then, sometimes you go too far. Yo, I gave him a ride in my car. And that motherfucker tried to take me to a hotel. Yo, what the hell is going on? Hey, yo. No, you can't come in the house. No, you can't come around the way. No, you don't need my number. Yo, what is you trying to say? Yo, listen, no, I'll give you a listening ear. But, yo, I need you to hear and get it clear. I'm not trying to be your man or your woman or give you a shot. Didn't mean no charm. I didn't mean no charm. I mean, I wasn't trying. I didn't mean to turn you on. I didn't mean to turn you. I didn't mean to turn you on. I didn't mean to turn. I didn't mean to turn. I didn't mean to turn you on. Yeah, you got yourself a crush. You got yourself an admirer. You wasn't even trying. And the one you might actually have your eyes on don't even seem to understand, you know, what's going on. You sending those Aquaman signals out to him or her. You trying to send them aqua signals. They ain't getting nothing. Meanwhile, this person over here getting all the signals. Hey, I'm here, Mr. Available, Mrs. Available. If you need me tonight, you got me. If you need me tonight, you got me. Any position, I need you to listen to me, and you can go on a covert mission. Don't nobody gotta know, even though I'ma tell everybody so. Yeah, I know your name is. Oh, I know your first name is Milton, and I'm trying to get with you. You smooth as silk, and I know that you deal, and I know that how you really, really feel deep and down inside. Yeah, I know your heart. I know your heart like God, baby. 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 They say that the Lord knows my heart, but I know it first, and I'm going to make a start with you. Yo, don't nobody have to know. We can keep that shit on the low. It ain't gonna be on the low. It ain't gonna be on the low. You didn't mean no charm. You can't say you didn't mean no charm. You did. You was keeping an ace in a hole. Like I don't really want you, but I'll take you in a pinch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll eat cream of wheat if there ain't no grits. I like the flavored oatmeal, but if they don't have nothing but the regular oatmeal, then I'll flavor it myself. I really only like Heinz ketchup. But if Hunt's is all you got, I'll eat it. After all, at the restaurant, that ketchup don't be Heinz. It be something in a big-ass big ass tub. So you got to watch the mixed signals that you send to people, because ultimately that means that you are playing around with people's hearts and you playing around with people's desires. You making them think that they have a chance. You know, you done put them on the team, and any team that you get put on, you got a chance to play. Yeah, you're not a starter, but if the score is real high, and it looks like we're going to easily go away with the win, I know that I'm going to get in the game. I will never get in the game if all of the starters are healthy. But in a pinch, I know I'm going to get to play. So, no, we're not going to advocate playing around with people's emotions and acting like we don't recognize people's desires when we recognize them. We're not doing that tonight. That's on the list of things that we're not doing tonight on the Daily Go Get Him Ism show. I didn't mean no charm. You know, it's like a play on words. Like, I ain't mean no harm. I ain't mean nobody no harm. I ain't mean nobody no charm. I wasn't trying to make a love connection. I wasn't trying to make a love connection. Wasn't trying to cause an erection I ain't even want to see. He pulled it out for me. I was like, what are you doing? You can't show me your titties. I ain't want to get with that, but I must admit she got a nice rack. So, I didn't mean no charm. I mean, by now, y'all should be going to y'all mental, into y'all historical Rolodex, thinking about all the times y'all been in this situation where somebody was really digging on you and swore up and down that y'all was on the same page. Meanwhile, you like, man, I don't even like you. People coming back to you, asking you, what's up with you and such and such? Ain't nothing up. What you mean? Well, my bad. I mean, he or she really likes you. They be talking about you all the time. I'm thinking that y'all was together. By the way they was talking, they definitely got a crush on you. And you like, now you was being nice before. Now you might have to turn that whole thing around. Switch the whole pitch. Like whereas you was being nice before, now you might have to just straight up be like, yo, get away from me. I don't like the pictures that you painting out here, Picasso. Because it's really disrespectful. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita, Stacey White? Thanks for coming through tonight. And Vita B, thanks for coming on, making the three. And Care Bear makes it four around here. And my brother, Ansel Jones here, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave him alone. And I'm glad that we are in this place tonight. We're going to talk about not meaning no charm tonight. So what up? What up? VDB says, I have learned definitely everybody doesn't need your time. Yeah. Yeah. And so Joe says, I've been nice. Then when I turned it down, I was acting funny. Ain't that some shit? And so says, I know I have an alter ego. Okay. Stacey says, so far, so good. I never had a Jacob. What's a Jacob? I'm unfamiliar with that term. When I was younger, this was a problem. I remember I had a girl around the way that I was cool with. To me, she was like my homegirl. You know, she was just like my homie. We hung out, whatever. I wasn't rocking with her like that. First of all, I was 14 and she was 12, which wasn't that big of a difference, but We had grew up together. I didn't know this chick was feeling me like that. She was running around telling everybody I was a boyfriend. And that caused a real problem because, you know, when you are that age, you just starting to, as a young man, you just starting to develop, you know, chicks got their eye on you. They paying attention like, oh, okay, getting a little bit taller, getting regular haircuts. You know, you getting fly. I had a little job going on. You know what I mean? So I'm getting a little money. I'm dressing nice. I'm putting the pieces together. So her running around here talking about me and her go together was getting the attention of other chicks that I probably wanted to get with. They was like, oh, okay. Oh. Same thing happened at school. Same thing happened at school. A little chick was running around here talking about me and her go together. That's my boyfriend. I was like, huh? Now, come on, man. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. The first one, the one around the way was a little bit more acceptable. A little bit. Cool. It was like, are you crazy? But I'll be honest with y'all. She was the first girl who ever offered to blow me. And she was 12 years old. Now, y'all take that how y'all want to take it. Well, you know what? I didn't realize, actually, she was 13. Actually, she was 13. She was in the seventh grade, but she was 13. So I'm like, imagine being offered that at 14 years old. You know what I mean? Any other dude would have jumped right at it, but I knew what that was hitting for. Like, nah. I was surprised, though. I was like, you do what? I ain't gonna lie, y'all. In 85, I ain't even, you know, cats would talk about, I didn't think they was really doing that shit. I didn't think these little girls would really. She was out there. She was barely in there, but she was already out there. So this, you know, this could be a problem. Didn't mean no charm. By the way, I had to cut a little ass off. I had to cut her off. Like, yo, don't do that. Don't be running around here talking about, listen, this is not a cartoon. This is not a sitcom. You know what I mean? That shit wasn't easy to get out of or to explain away. You know, when you younger, and you just really starting to figure out or try to figure out what relationships are about, being with somebody, getting over your own insecurities. You know, you might be young and jealous and possessive at the time. You trying to find your way. And somebody that you ain't trying to get with is running around here telling people that y'all together. So, you know, you might have to explain your way out of that. Because who you went with back in high school or in your younger years, that was a big deal. Like, what about Ronnie? She's bad. She's bad. I know she's bad. Look at Bobby, old lady. Woo-wee! Well, how about Ricky and Rob? What about Ronnie? She's bad. She's bad. I know she's bad. But yeah, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to just explain like, no, nah, man, she just liked me, but we ain't together like that. Everybody believe in that shit? Like, ain't nobody going to let nobody call themselves they boyfriend and ain't nothing really going on. He making moves behind the scenes. And I don't know about how y'all was back in the day, but around my way, the down low produced babies. So 1 minute, you talking about, no, nah, we just friends, you know what I mean? We just cool like that and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, a baby growing in that belly. This the same chick little cross-eyed chick, the chick with the thick ass glasses, the little nerdy chick, the little chick that was trying to always be down, hanging around her brother's friends all the time, always up in somebody's face. Next thing you know, she's pregnant by one. Everybody was denying that they had anything to do with it. I don't mess with her. I don't like her. You know what I mean? I go with Keisha. Well, I like Keisha. Or, you know what I mean? We talking. You know, me and Tanya, we talking. Tanya, you know, Big Butt Tanya, you know, we talking. But little Kia over here. Kia pregnant. Death by who? Kia pregnant. Lil Kia. Yeah. Lil Kia. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 14 years old. She pregnant. Didn't mean no charm. I didn't mean no charm. So I wanted to get out of the way those times and those people that can't say that they didn't mean no charm. They meant some charm. You know, I'm talking about the ones in the times when you really genuinely was just being a nice person, just being a nice guy, just being a nice woman, just offering a kind word, just offering some words of advice, just being a nice person, just being the way that your parents raised you to be. And you wind up getting bit in the ass for that. You wind up getting bit in the ass for that. So it's like that. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. Daily Go Get 'Emism Show. I ain't mean no charm. I didn't mean no charm. Like, listen, I'm trying to let you down easy. I'm trying to let you down easy. I ain't mad at you or nothing like that. But, no, I got some other things going on. Or I'm not trying to get into nothing. I mean, we could be friends. But I ain't. Don't take my wine, my kindness for horniness. I'm not trying to get in your drawers. Put your titties away, ma. Put your shirt back on. Pull your shirt down. Pull your skirt down. Pull your shirt down too. And so says, I didn't know being your girlfriend. I didn't know being your girlfriend. Facebook request. Wait a minute. I think what you're trying to say is. Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? I didn't know being your girlfriend. Facebook request was a problem. Maybe you're trying to say that you didn't know that somebody sending you a Facebook request meant that they was trying to be your girlfriend or that your girlfriend would get pissed off about it. You know, social media, this is why a lot of people think that social media is nothing but a big dating site. This is why a lot of people don't want their man or their woman on social media because of things like this. Just sending somebody a friend request, it's supposed to mean that you know, you're trying to get with them. Well, what if you got thousands of people? So you trying to get with all of them? Everybody got a chance? Now, we know the people on Facebook that lay them thirst traps every day. I don't know about y'all, but I see it every day. Thirst trap, thirst trap, thirst trap, thirst trap. And I'm like, damn, it's bad out here. Bad out here, but it go the way it go. Ansel says, no, seeing that I sent the request was a problem. Oh, yeah, it can be. It can be. Because for a lot of people on social media, you sending them a request, a friend request, means that you trying to get with them. But a lot of people make this thing true because they send the friend request, and then soon as the friend request is accepted, they go right in their inbox. Hey, what's going on? Or they try to call you on Messenger and all this old trying to video. trying to video chat with you on Messenger or Instagram or whatever, right out the gate. Right out the gate. So that friend request is seen as a love note by some people. So you can't accept everybody's friend request. That's why you be seeing people with a certain amount of friends on Facebook, for example, but they friend request queue is in the thousands. Let's say you have 3,000 friends, but you got another 3,000 requests that you just sitting on ice. Like, I ain't accepting. No, I know what that means. And don't let you have a man or a woman that's all on your page trying to decide who you trying to be with and who you not, or who you trying to be with and or who's trying to be with you. You know? So anybody who comments on your page, anybody who likes your comments, they got to be digging you. Like, dang. I mean, come on, man. Come on. But enough people have made it that way. So, yeah. Just sending a friend request is like sending out a, hey, can we go out on a date? And accepting a friend request is like saying, yeah, you can take me out. You can get with me. It's crazy. But that's the direction that we're going into nowadays. So she says, a lot of thirst trap in the DMs. Sure is. Vita says, recently, my boyfriend told me I didn't claim him because I don't have a picture of us on Facebook. Oh, gosh, here we go with this shit. Really? Facebook is not for me. It should not have been a validation to solidify a relationship. And people say that shit. Well, if you don't show them on your page, then it's because you're there for somebody else. So when you started your account, did you immediately put whoever you was with on there? Like, look, I'm new to this site, but let me let y'all know exactly who I'm with first out the gate. Because it's ridiculous. It really is. It's fucking ridiculous. Stacey White says, God don't want me to have no male friends. Okay. Stacey White says, if you know like I know, you better not show. I guess you're talking about, you know, putting people on your profile. It causes a lot of problems. It can cause a lot of problems. But what we're talking about is just being nice to somebody. And them taking your kindness for horniness. Taking your kindness for trying to get with them, trying to be with them. V2B says, I never have posted a picture with a guy on my Facebook. You ain't got no problem. You won't get no argument from me. I tell you what. If you ever do post a picture with you and your dude on your Facebook, your inbox is going to get real interesting. Very, very interesting. That thing is definitely going to get a boost, male and female. Male and female. I mean, you don't have to let nobody into your business. People already think they know more about you than they really do in the first place. You don't have to invite them on that shit. You know what I mean? I know people who are married. They don't put married on their status. People think that they trying to hide. Like, honestly, I think some things are really odd that people put on their profile. Forget about your man or your woman. People be putting their jobs on their profile. I'm like, you dummy. You realize when you put your job on your profile, do you realize that gives your job the green light to monitor your account? Because now you're representing them on your damn account. You dummy. And people be doing it because they so proud that they work at. They so proud that they do. I could see if it was your private business or something that you own and the seeds were sown. But, yo, you talk about you work for the local transit authority and you let them. Like, I learned the hard way, son. I learned the hard way. Your job and your social media separate. But, I mean, a lot of people don't hear me, though. You say something bad about your job, and you got your job posted on your profile. Now you have defamed your job, and that's a violation of the contract that you signed. But you don't even realize that because you ain't read all that shit when you signed it. That shit was like a thick book. You just signed the shit. Like, it ain't nothing but a job. This is not a real contract. I bet you that it really said that you can't publicly demean them, defame them, or talk negatively about them or their big business practices. You ain't read that part, but your coworkers did. Your hating ass coworkers did. Now you all jammed up. You all jammed up. V2B says, I started Facebook for my high school friends. I told them, they don't know you and don't know them, and you don't know them. What's the point? Everyone he needs to know, he will meet in person. He insecure, though. I mean, and pardon me for saying that, but that's how insecurity works. You know, he caught up in that Facebook shit, like, oh, yeah, if they hiding you, then it's because they on social media looking for something like. And it's a form of control. It is. It's a form of control. I need you to show me everywhere you go. It's like sort of like when your man or your woman want you to FaceTime them every time y'all out. Instead of talking on the phone, you gotta FaceTime them. Form of control. And that's negative control too. Negative control. Like, I don't have to FaceTime you every, but yeah, I just want to see your face. Don't you miss me? Don't you love me? Yo, man, yo. Meanwhile, who that in the background? Where you at? I didn't mean no charm. Just because you're nice to somebody don't mean that you want to get with them. Shoot, I would go as far as to say that just because you want to get with somebody don't mean that you want to be with them. You may have wanted to get with somebody and then you realize like, this ain't worth the ride. This ain't worth the cost that I'm paying. Like, this is bad money right here. This person over here is dangerous. And I don't mean good dangerous. This is bad dangerous. Bad, 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 bad. All the way bad. But I didn't mean no charm. So you might have to stop talking to somebody that you was talking to. Stop speaking to somebody that you used to speak to as if y'all had a falling out. Because, hey, they doing you dirty. They behind the scenes or outright trying to make people believe that y'all messing around with each other. Now, this can lead to sexual harassment at work. It really can. This can lead to sexual harassment allegations at work. You just spoke to a person that you used to see in the hallways, or, you know, that y'all share cubicles with, or whatever, however it go. And now that person is running around saying that, you know, y'all talking or getting together, and there might be restrictions on y'all openly carrying on a relationship with each other at work. And you're not carrying on a relationship with them, but guess what? They're carrying on a relationship with you in the eyes of everybody else, because they're running around here telling people that y'all are talking, y'all together, y'all been, I mean, they might be lying, they might be telling some of the truth, but they might not be telling the real truth. Yeah, you're nice to them. Yeah, y'all have conversations. Yeah, y'all cool like that. But that's all y'all are. Y'all just cool like that. But not in they mind. And they mind, y'all on y'all way. Y'all just about to solidify this position. And that position could be bending over or laying down. But we on our way to becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. Boyfriend and girlfriend. So said it was an at work lunch outing. Shoot. Now you eat with somebody, you know. I've seen people at work that ate together all the time, and it was just them. And I'm like, well, it looks like what it looks like. They could just be cool. They could just be good friends. Good. But certain things ain't hard to tell. There are certain things that are pretty easy to figure out. Pretty easy. Pretty easy. Pretty easy to figure out. So that's what we're talking about. I didn't mean no charm. Things got out of hand because of the Pollyanna this year. We had Pollyanna this Christmas. They paired me up to do Pollyanna with this person and that person. Like, oh, God, no. No, anybody but them. This thing is fixed. It's rigged. They done put you up. They done paired you to Pollyanna with somebody who got a crush on you. How are you going to explain this? You know, on work Pollyannas, they normally have a spending limit. Like, you can't spend more than $15, $25 or something like that on a Pollyanna gift. That nigga bought you a whole iPad. Like, what? He bought you a whole iPad. Talking about, I was feeling Christmassy this year. I was feeling Secret Santa-ish. You bought that nigga a light-up picture frame. You know how when you go into the department stores around Christmas time and they got all of these little gadget gifts in the front, you can just pick a bunch of gadget gifts. $5 here, $10 there, $12.99, $15, $20. Little gifts that you would never think about buying for anybody during any other time of year. You bought him a lit up picture frame. He can put his 5x7 picture frame, and it lights up. Nice. That nigga bought you an iPad. On some sixth generation shit. You spent a whole $13. Well, you might have got him something from five below. You got him something from five below. You got him a cell phone holder for the car. $5. $5. That nigga got you a whole iPad. You like, thanks, but you know, you shouldn't have. This is really expensive. I can't accept this. Oh, no, it's cool. I'm independently wealthy. That nigga spent his kids' Christmas money on you. Spent the kids' Christmas money on you. Stacey White says, it's so bad out here. I'm staying Sullivan. I guess you mean celibate. I don't believe in marriage, but I believe in God. You shouldn't have to fight for me. You shouldn't fight for no. You shouldn't have to fight for no relationship this hard. Oh, are they on the ninth generation? My bad. You know what? Thanks, Carol. For real. He bought you a ninth generation iPad. Look at this shit. Nice. Sync it with your phone. Yeah, babe. Text from your iPad. Call from your iPad. FaceTime from your iPad. Nice. This ain't a regular tablet. This is an iPad. 10 inches, 12 inches, 16 inches. Big joint. I was wondering what generation they was up to. I know I bought Yanni one last year. What generation? Was it Asian? I don't know. Bottom line is, the kid's getting a rain check. Somebody who was supposed to get real presents is getting an excuse. Because he went out and bought a new iPad for his crush on some Pollyanna shit. Well, like I said, that can lead to sexual harassment. Oh, such and such is trying to bribe me. They're trying to get with me. They're trying to see me. They're trying to see me. Yes, they are. Gal says, poor babies ain't going to have no Christmas. I'm shaking my head. And she still don't want him. He's just a friend. And barely that. She don't know him like that. He don't know her like that. But she got a new iPad out the deal. Like, this joint kind of heavy. Look at the clarity on that screen. Wow. This is a whole mess. Y'all at work looking like y'all carrying on a workplace romance. One of y'all is, and the other one is just doing that in his mind. Yeah. Is it your fault? I mean, you have to have some type of accountability because you was nice to the dude. Everybody else told you, yo, watch him. You was like, man, y'all, he cool. Like, you out here looking like a whole lion tamer. Everybody kept telling you that he a trip, something wrong with him. He a little throwed off. He get attached to people. He funny style. You ain't listen. Ah, man, y'all just be hating, you know. He remind me of my cousin. He remind me of my friends when I was growing up. He remind me of this. He remind me of that. Okay. Everybody already figured out what you taking so long to be able to get. Carol says, I won't accept those kinds of gifts. I don't blame you. Like, we not doing that. Because I'm not spending. If nothing else, you ain't going to be running around here talking about how much you spent on me and what you did for me and all of that, trying to make it look like I'm ungrateful. I didn't mean you no charm, but take this shit back. Either that or give it to one of your kids. Pay your child support. This should cover it. At least for 1 month, that should cover it. You be back in the black. in child support. You can get out of arrears for this much. You know, Apple products are expensive. Anything you buy from Apple is too much. I don't give a shit if it's a charger. Real shit. I don't care if it's just a charger. Costs too much. Don't give me no Apple charger. Just go to the Chinese store and get me an Apple, the Apple USB cord. But I use the regular block. I use a Samsung block or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, like we not doing that. We not doing that. Y'all gotta chill. Have me explain how I'm come home with a new iPad. Like, oh my, you don't even like Apple product. I don't. But shorty at the job got me this shit. You don't even celebrate Christmas. Well, you know, I kind of do and kind of don't. I don't celebrate Christmas, but you know, I buy gifts. I got kids. Nigga, I got kids. So, yeah. Yeah. You can't explain your way. How you gonna explain your way out of that? You accepting, that'd be like, you know, remember back in the 80s when young girls was dating drug dealers and stuff like that, and them drug dealers would buy them like big earrings or chain. How you gonna explain? You went home with a dookie rope and big bamboo earrings with his name in them. How you explain that to your mom and your dad? Like, where the hell you get that? Well, my friend let me hold it. It got your name in one ear and his name in the other ear. Or some boy's name in the other ear. Yeah. Well, I thought it would be sort of like different. I thought it would be different if we got... If I, instead of having both names in one ear, I would get like a boy's name in the other ear. Because I just liked that name. What? Yeah, I just like, I always liked that name, Dwayne. So I put Dwayne in the ear. Because I was gonna name my son there. Son, I was gonna name my son Dwayne if I had a son one day. And no, dad, I'm not pregnant. Or nothing. I'm not doing nothing. Well, where the fuck you get this chain from? How much a chain like that cost? Chain as big as this dookie rope. My friend let me hold it. It's his chain. He let you hold a chain that big. What kind of shit? What kind of gaudy message? What do you? What the hell? Glenda, come here. You see this girl with these damn earrings? All this goddamn gold. She got a 3-finger ring. She got these big ass earrings in her ear, and she got a gold chain. Talking about something. Glenda, come in here. I don't know what your daughter thinks this bullshit is, but evidently she thinks somebody's head twist on and off. I'm about to knock somebody's head off though. Glenda,
Carol says, I agree, Omar, but I still like my Apple products. I'm just saying. If it say Apple, then it costs a lot. It costs more than everything else in that class. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah. I didn't mean no charm. Glenda! Glenda!
Stay your ass right there.
She in here trying to tell me this bullshit about all this gold she wearing. And now I think we done figured out who be taking her to school and picking her up and taking her places and all this little bullshit. You talking about some. You know, that's just her friend and all that. But let me show you what her friends is buying. Come in here. Look at this shit.
I'm ready to snatch the earrings out of air before a crackhead do.
About to take me back to my old days, goddammit. Carol said, not a three-finger ring. Hell yeah. He got it a big bamboo with his name on this side, her name on that side, got a dookie rope, three-finger ring. He didn't even get a nice ring. He gave a three-finger ring. What's that, a friendship three-finger ring? He got a three-finger friendship ring. Emily Dunlap in the house. She said, Omar and his imaginary conversation are the best. And this is my alter ego speaking. Hey, Gal says, I bet your neighbors wonder who you're talking to. My neighbors know I'm loud. Glenda, goddamn it! That's your daughter. That ain't my daughter, goddamn. My daughter wouldn't be putting me through this bullshit. But next time he call, next time he try to come by, yeah, me and him gonna have a conversation. Me, him, and Golden Nugget Jewelers. We gonna have a conversation. We got something we gotta speak about. That's Glenda daughter. Glenda. Not mine. Not mine. They said, why the name gotta be Glenda? Why not? Why not? Let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Glorious. September 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lisa Williams. Lisa Williams. And she's raising money for a cure childhood cancer. All right. And also Veronica Santos. Happy birthday to you. And Louis Yaden turning 42 years old today. And Tiffany Fife turning 46 years old today. And Millicent Banahin, I guess. Happy birthday to you. And Jaquata West turning 58 years old today. And Melissa Brinson DuPont. Camden, stand up. Happy birthday to you. And last but not anyway, I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that this day finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious September 5th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, do your thing, y'all.
represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, man, I didn't mean you no charm, and I sure didn't mean you no harm. I didn't mean for you to like me a whole lot. I mean, you can like me, but come on, you ain't trying to fight me, and you ain't trying to get with me, and I ain't trying to get with you. So why you talking that and telling everybody we're through, or that we are really into each other, even as close as sister and brothers? And I know that your mother would not approve of you running around here acting like you can't lose. And I know that the people around your way will have a lot, the whole lot to say about you acting like me, and you are an item. Don't put me in a position to have to fight them. My girl, your man, I don't know if you got no man. If you got a man, you's a trifling ass joint. And you need to do better for yourself. Yo, do better for yourself. I ain't trying to be with you. And I wasn't even trying to diss you. But from now on, it ain't even high and by. And I ain't going to say that you look fly. And you ain't got to give me no time of day, and I'm going to go on about my own way. And from now on, that's the way it's going to be. If I see you in the streets, then I'll just see. And I'm going to walk on by, because you a lie. I wasn't trying to mean you no charm and mean you no harm. I wasn't trying to give you safe and warm, quiet storm. And I'm out. And I won't be back until tomorrow at 1. See you then, son. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So until then, we will meet. All right. So, a blog talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.